You wouldn't tell me to?
Shut it.
All right. What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Weatherboard.
Uh-huh. And if you were doing some carpentry, nailing in a board somewhere, you'd say, I took the hammer and I
drove the nail.
All right. And let's see. Drove the nail. And if a nail ripped your stocking, and you took a hammer and did what to the nail?
Drove it back.
You drove it down where it wouldn't. I want to hang something out of the barn, so I just took a nail and I
drove it up there.
And the nail didn't get in far enough. You'd say, it's got to be further.
Yeah.
What do you call it? I guess it's got to be something further.
I've got to drive it back farther.
All right. And every day I take my car and I do what to town with it?
Go to town.
Well, and you just
drive it.
Drive to town. Okay. What do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
Roof.
And what do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry water off? Along the edge of the roof that carry water off. What do you call those?
Gutters.
Uh-huh. And on the roof now, you have a house. Let's see. Say, point up to the roof and say, you have a house and an L. What do you call a place where the two come together? Oh, yeah. In the house, you know, here's one part of it, here's another part of it, and it comes together in a what? You know what that's called?
There's a gutter up there.
Well, the gutter's come down here. But what's that called where the two come together? You know what I'm talking about? Here's an L shape.
I don't know exactly what it is. But I thought it was called a gutter.
Well, it's got some gutter material up in there, but there's another word.
It's used for it. It's a...
Okay,
the valley
now,
Alvin. You call it
the
valley?
Yeah.
Don't
worry.
The
valley?
Do you call it the valley, then? would you call it valley or something else? Yeah. Or have you been?
It's something else I was trying to think of, but I forgot what it is. I need to do that.
Check dinner? Okay. Okay, to continue now, Ms. Allen. What would you call a little building that is used for storing wood?
Wood house.
All right. What do you call a place which you store your tools? Walter was living. Where did he put his tools? Out in the...
Well, we called it a smokehouse.
Smokehouse, because you used it for more than one thing, didn't you?
That's right.
Okay, do you have a place outside for keeping your stove wood?
Not now.
What would you, when you did have, what did you call it?
Shed. We had a shed.
You had a shed.
Wood in.
What do you call outdoor toilets?
Words you want me to use, John?
I don't have a word. Just what did y'all call it?
Well, we usually said the little house.
The little house? What are some joking words that you would use to refer to?
I usually said down in the garden, the little house, the after the John.
The John? You call it a John?
Yeah.
Okay. You ever call it privy?
Yeah. Yeah, we have. Call it privy.
Do you ever have a time when you just had a path?
You ever had a path down there?
I mean, and that's all you had, just a path.
No, we had a brick wall towers.
I remember that.
Brick wall down in the garden.
How long you had your restroom here?
About 25 years.
That's good.
Since we had water.
Yeah, I remember that y'all, we were out about when we were coming up here.
Yeah. Got the water put in.
If you had troubles, Ms. Allen, and were telling me about them, you might say, well, blank troubles. Let's see. If you had troubles and were telling me about them, what would you say?
Well, I've had trouble.
Okay, well, I've had trouble. And